will hear five short extracts in which people are talking about communication errors. For questions 1 to 5, choose from the list A to H what caused each of the communication errors. For questions 6 to 10, choose from the list A to H what the effect of the error was. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. Speaker 1.
Still, to this day, I can't believe it happened. I wanted to visit my uncle in Australia, and there was this flight I saw online that was a bargain. And to be fair, I was in a rush, and the kids were playing up, so I suppose I only had one eye on what I was doing. We didn't even realise the error until we were on the plane. To Sydney, Nova Scotia, Canada. It took both me and my wife a while to find the funny side, but we made the best of it and spent 3 weeks there seeing the area. Obviously, our luggage was completely unsuitable. We'd packed for 30 degrees and ended up in around 0 degrees. But it was a trip to remember.
Speaker 2.
I still feel like an idiot when I think back to this. I generally consider myself quite bright, which is why when I read this story about someone falling out of a plane and surviving due to a type of cloud, I was amazed. Apparently, it was particularly dense, and I'm no scientist, so I took it as read. Anyway, I was telling this to people for years, always ending with an exclamation like, "Isn't it incredible?" or something like that. It turns out it is incredible, because it's simply not true. I checked it years later, only to realise that the lucky survivor had a parachute. I must have misread the article all those years ago. Mortifying. I still wonder how many people are telling that ridiculous fact of mine, simply because of my stupidity.
Speaker 3.
In my job, communication is key, and I'm often flying around the world. Well, one day I was in Japan, interpreting for an important US dignitary, who for some unknown reason decided to go off script and make a joke in a bid to get everybody on side. It's so hard to plan for those sorts of deviations, and the joke just couldn't work in Japanese at all, so I had to think on my feet. I told the audience, "Mr. Shepherd told a funny story. Everybody please laugh now." And thankfully they did. Although I did get some looks from the dignitary himself, who asked me what I'd said, as it was far shorter than his joke. I had to come clean about it, and thankfully he saw the funny side.
Speaker 4.
I used to work as a runner on a news show. This basically means running around, helping out and being a general dog's body. I was straight out of college and was completely out of my depth, to be honest. One day, we had someone who was going to be interviewed for a slot about industrial waste. I ran into reception and saw a guy sitting there. "Are you here for the interview?" He nodded his head, so I had him mic'd up and ready within 10 minutes. But the interview was really strange. It was like he didn't know the first thing about industrial waste. It was only after that I found out he was in the building for a job interview, not to talk about environmental problems on the TV. Needless to say, I didn't last long there.
Speaker 5. Back in the day, I volunteered at a local community organisation. They were put on talks and events, mainly to keep retired people busy. Anyway, it was when one of these events was being organised, on local history as I remember, and the organiser mentioned that Ennis and Margaret were doing the slideshow. Well, I was dumbfounded. Princess Margaret doing the slideshow. What a coup! I diligently spread the word, totally unaware that I had got the wrong end of the stick. Well, that error of mine caused the biggest turnout they'd ever had, and probably the most disappointed audience too. To be honest, I did think it was a little out of the ordinary. I mean, why would a member of the royal family turn up in our village to talk about local history?